Grandma forgave me for the time I yelled at her, and I wish I had picked more flowers for her.
It's hard to lose someone you love, but you can't hold on to these regrets forever. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I am so glad that you're joining me today. If someone you love has died, then you might have some regrets about things you said to them or maybe not spending enough time with them. It's hard to let go of regret, but Jesus doesn't want you to focus on your past mistakes. He knows nobody is perfect. Instead, remember the good times with your loved ones and focus on Jesus and becoming more like Him. That's what the Apostle Paul was saying in Philippians 3:13 when he wrote, "I forget everything that is behind me and look forward to that which is ahead of me." Our story for today is called Looking Forward, Not Behind. "Watch where you're going!" Blossom quickly reached out and stopped her toddler sister from walking into the wall. Mom chuckled. She should look in front of her instead of turning her head to make sure we're watching, huh? Blossom moved over to the sofa as her sister plopped down on the floor with a toy. "Mom, do you think Grandma knew how much I liked it when she baked for me?" Blossom hugged her knees to her chest. "Yes," Mom said, "I do." "Do you think she forgave me for the time I yelled at her?" "I do," Mom said. "I believe she told you she did, didn't she?" That night, Blossom looked at her mom when she came to tuck her in. "I wish that I had picked flowers for Grandma more often. She liked it when I brought them to her." "She did like it," Mom said. "And I wish I had helped her clean instead of watching TV." Blossom's eyes filled with tears. "Sweetie," Mom knelt down beside the bed, "you can't live with all these regrets." Blossom sniffled. "But I should have been better." Mom brushed a tear from Blossom's cheeks. "You know how your sister looks back when she's trying to walk?" Blossom nodded. "She never looks where she's going, and she runs into things." "Well, you seem to be doing the same thing," Mom said. "You're so busy looking behind you, worrying about what you think you should have done differently, that you aren't seeing what's in front of you. You can't let regrets hold you back, sweetie. We all make mistakes sometimes, but Jesus gives us grace. His sacrifice on the cross covers all our sins and failures. Instead of dwelling on the past, we can look to the future and trust Him to help us learn from our mistakes and do better." Mom smiled and smoothed back Blossom's hair. "Grandma loved you, Blossom, and she knew that you loved her. She forgave you when you messed up. She's with Jesus now, and one day you'll see her again. She wouldn't want you to be sad wishing you had done things differently. She'd want you to focus on Jesus and trust Him to help you love the people who are still here with you." Well, how about you? Is there anything you've done in the past that you wish you could change? Maybe you said or did something you regret, or you wish you had spent the time you had with a loved one differently. Each one of us has moments in our past where we could have done something better, but Jesus doesn't want us to focus on past mistakes. Instead, we can look forward to what He's doing in our lives and trust Him to help us love others. Our key verse is found in Philippians 3:13.
"I do not have that life yet, but I do one thing. I forget everything that is behind me and look forward to that which is ahead of me."
And our key thought for Sunday, give regrets to Jesus. If you have questions about today's Keys for Kids, you can start by asking your parents or a pastor, or you can also ask us. Visit keysforkids.org and click Contact Us. And then you can send your question, and we would love to help you grow more in your relationship with God. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.